Good afternoon. We are going to commence this special council meeting. I acknowledge the traditional custodians of land we're meeting on, the Wurundjeri Biblin people. I acknowledge and respect the continuing culture and the contribution to the light of this region. This meeting, like all our meetings now, is recorded. And you're the only one out there, you're not recording us, are you?
No.
We welcome the public to the gallery. We've got public question time. Do you wish to put a question?
No.
Members on leave of absence. Councillor Dean is on. I just verified that because I thought his leave was up for a period. It's not.
Councillor Sly is on an approved leave of absence, and right. Councillor Dean has requested a leave of absence, which will be dealt with in section 4.
All right. Okay. Where does our apologies come in? Councillor. Councillor Fraser is an apology. Confirmation of minutes, there is none. Announcement from presiding member, there is none. Disclosure of interest, there are two. Councillor Brown. Agenda item 10.3 has a financial interest because she has a financial supply as a service for payment to the geopark, and you therefore have to leave the room. And Councillor Tan has a declaration of interest in partiality as she is a member of the Nanuk Geopark Association.
Excuse me, signing in, but do we have to vote on 4.1?
The
application for leave of absence?
You said it would come up at another point.
I said it would come up in part 4.
It's not what you said. You said it would come up at 4. You said it would come up at another point, so...
Yeah, so we would need to vote on approving Councillor Dean's request for leave of absence, please.
Seconder, please.
Yes.
All those in favour? Carried. Questions by members, which do you notice have been given? Presentations, deputation, is there any? Reports of officers. Agenda item 10.1, senior housing strategy. Do we have somebody to move this? Move Councillor Curtis, seconded Councillor Brown.
This is an important strategic document to Nanuk that addresses the concerns about ageing residents. It is designed to not only provide homes, but it's also about health, independence and community well-being, focusing on ageing in place and affordability and choice. It works in conjunction with the senior strategy, which focuses on services. We want our residents to have the choice to stay and live in the community that they know, and providing independent living options improves quality of life and mental health benefits through social connection, remaining in the community in their senior years. Senior housing works best when it's integrated and not isolated. Nanuk Council can play a key role in shaping inclusive neighbourhoods where older people remain active members of the community, providing housing that has close access to shop services is essential. Considering approximately half of Nanup's population are 55 years and over, and likely considering what their future retirement looks like, it is highly appropriate for the Shire to be addressing senior housing options. Now the senior housing strategy document is complete, I look forward to seeing the progress on the development and the implementation of the plan. I move that Council endorse the seniors housing strategy as shown in attachment 10.1.1.
Councillor Brown.
I need to add that Council and staff have been working on this strategy for quite a while, and so it will be great to see the implementation further down the track, and hopefully the document will help us in future planning and grant applications as well.
Councillor Chen.
I'd just like to add that the current draft does reflect changes which were triggered by community consultation, for which the authors are to be commended, and I definitely endorse that we approve the seniors housing strategy as shown in attachment 10.1.
Now I put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Point 2, the Economic Development Implementation Plan. A mover, please. Councillor Curtis, a seconder. Councillor Tang. Councillor Curtis.
This Economic Development Plan provides a strategic framework to guide sustainable economic growth within the Shire of Nanup. It covers a broad range of focus areas to unlock the full potential of Nanup and the infrastructure investments required to support Nanup in the next 10 to 15 years of growth. Much of the key initiatives require strong advocacy and external partnerships with state and federal governments, as well as private stakeholders, to be successfully implemented. Nanup's economic path has seen dramatic changes in the last 5 years, with the state government's closure of native forest harvesting, with Nanup moving away from its strong history of timber processing. It is now transitioning more towards tourism while keeping its strong agricultural sector. Some of WA's top beef producers are right here in Nanup. This is a long-term plan which works to support a near doubling of Nanup population. It aims to see developments to Brockman Street, CBD parking, entry statement to the north and south, permanent digital connectivity improvements and housing developments, just to name a few. The population growth will also call for further improvements to health services, education and training facilities, and improved infrastructure and amenities in general. In doing so, it is important to recognise that Nanup has unique character, natural landscapes, flora and fauna, and strong sense of community, which needs to be preserved to provide the heritage and charm that makes Nanup a valued place to live, work and visit. A balance that is not always easy to achieve in the growth of a town. I'm confident this plan gives guiding sustainable growth options to support local businesses, to build long-term economic resilience, and it allows the Shire to shape the future of Nanup by delivering tangible benefits to the community. I move that Council endorse the Economic Development and Implementation Plan as shown in attachment 10.2.1.
Councillor Tang.
This Economic Development and Implementation Plan reflects both challenges and opportunities faced by our community. It outlines strategies for diversifying, developing and sustaining economic growth and stability within the Shire of Nanup. This plan is designed to fit within the existing framework of the Strategic Community Plan and complements it well.
Mr. Speaker.
Again, this plan has been provided for comment to not only the community and relevant parties, but also to Shire councillors, with councillors providing feedback and some minor amendments. I'm still not a fan of the table on page 7, but the context of the actual plan is going to be quite valuable, I think, moving forward.
I put the motion. All those in favour? Item 10.3, we note that Councillor Brown is leaving the room. I require a mover and a seconder. Moved. Councillor Curtis, seconded Councillor Tang. We have not got. Yes. We have an issue with not having a quorum with one of the councillors removed from the room. CEO is seeking a solution. Councillor Brown has re-entered the room but will not participate in the vote.
She will.
She will participate.
So the first step we need to do is put a vote on a motion for the council accept that she can participate.
Yes. If we can adjourn the meeting just so we can come up with a motion to cover this situation.
So adjourn at 5:12.
Adjourn at 5:12. All those in favour of adjourning?
Yep. Thank you.
Carried unanimously. At 5:15, reopen the meeting to address the item 10.3. We do not have a quorum, therefore the item will be adjourned to the
next
available date meeting. All those in favour of that? But then we need to bring Councillor Brown back in. Councillor Brown has rejoined the meeting at 10:16. 5:16. Item 11, motions of which previous notice have been given, Your Honour, and the meeting may propose, there's no item, closure of meeting at 5:17.